SD Holdings, a.k.a. Flight Prep, sues AOPA. Shutdown or no, the merger lawsuit will not be delayed. And the shutdown shuts down Miramar's air show. This is Aero News for Friday, October the 4th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Okay, let's state the obvious from the beginning. This is such a convoluted story, I could spend the entire podcast talking about just it and still not cover it completely. So here are the basics. SD Holdings, LLC, a Washington corporation whose principals are Roger Stenbach and Kyle Everson, late of Flight Prep, has filed a civil action against the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, AOPA, alleging patent infringement in relation to FlightQ, the AOPA's online flight planning software. SD Holdings is asking for $6 million in damages for each year of FlightQ's use by AOPA members, and another $60 million in royalties, based on a royalty fee of $15 per AOPA member user. Finally, they're demanding a jury trial. Now, you may recall back in 2010, Flight Prep sent bills, demanded payments, and threatened legal action against all kinds of web-based flight planning businesses. Industry reaction was, as you might expect, not very favorable, and it all pretty much came to nothing until now. AOPA General Counsel Ken Mead said in a statement released to ANN, quote, AOPA categorically denies the allegations of patent infringement as well as the validity of the patents, and AOPA intends to defend itself vigorously. It's a shame that AOPA must expend valuable resources to defend ourselves against these meritless accusations. Well, stay tuned for this one. Among those apparently deemed non-essential personnel and furloughed by the U.S. government are Department of Justice lawyers who are preparing for the government's case against the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways. But as the government shutdown took hold on Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Colleen Kohler-Catelli said she would not delay the trial, even though the government's lawyers are not permitted to work on the case, even as volunteers. Tulsa World reports that in her order, Judge Kohler-Catelli said, quote, a stay at this point would undermine this schedule and delay the necessary speedy disposition of this matter. It is essential that the Department of Justice attorneys continue to litigate this case, end quote. The trial is set to begin with opening arguments on November the 25th. The judge is not expected to render a decision before early next year. People planning to attend the admittedly scaled-back Miramar Air Show at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar this weekend, well, they'll be disappointed. The base announced Thursday that the show had been canceled due to the government shutdown. UT San Diego reports that among the attractions at the show was to have been a static display of the new F-35B STOVL airplane, which would have been one of the first public displays of that aircraft. The event had been scaled back, of course, but was going forward after the Defense Department said there could be no flying displays at air shows this year. Grandstands and tents had already been put in place on the tarmac at Miramar. They will go unused this weekend. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court, District of Arizona, has granted final approval to Swift Air's proposal for reorganization, thus paving the way for the company's emergence from bankruptcy protection by mid-October. The company's reorganization plan was overwhelmingly supported by the company's creditor constituencies. Swift Air is a Part 121 supplemental airline with worldwide charter authority. The company provides chartered service on Boeing 737-400 aircraft for professional sports teams, sporting events, dignitaries, humanitarian missions, and political events. Southwest Airlines broke ground Monday on a new international terminal at William P. Hobby Airport in Houston, making the official start of the construction on the $156 million project. Once completed, the 5-gate facility will accommodate regional international flights for Southwest Airlines, with service reaching destinations in the Caribbean, Mexico, and the northern cities of South America. When Aero News continues, it's two thumbs down for TSA, American sues to stop a vacation scam, and this air show is definitely going on.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Friday, October the 4th. I'm Glenn Moyer. 85% of frequent flyers think that the TSA is doing either a poor or only a fair job in performing security screenings at the nation's airports. That, according to a new survey of frequent flyers conducted by Frequent Business Traveler magazine. The survey finds that the typical American frequent flyer continues to hold the TSA in fairly low regard. And that's supposed to be news? Among the findings, nearly 45% stated they were not satisfied with their last security experience. Slightly less than half, 46.2%, said that the TSA was doing a poor job in airport security screening. Frequent Business Traveler conducted a similar survey last year where the TSA's negative ratings were, well, higher. This year, the administration received improved marks in every category. A total of 2,415 respondents took part in the online survey, conducted from August 9th through September 10th, in partnership with Flyer Talk, the world's largest online travel community. American Airlines has filed a lawsuit in Tarrant County, Texas, District Court, against several individuals and entities operating a nationwide scam that uses Americans' trademarks and likeness of its livery on mass-mailed postcards. Americans' lawsuit alleges that the mailers are intentionally and deceptively designed to appear that American is involved in the promotion. Some mailers refer to a promotion called, quote, American Airlines Flyaway Promotion, end quote, while other mailers feature Americans' brand images or name. The deceptive mailers promise the recipient two free round-trip airfares. When the recipient calls the phone number listed on the mailer, well, you're told that you must attend a seminar to receive the airline tickets. The purpose of the seminar? To sell vacation club memberships that are high-priced and offer little more than discounts that are readily available online. Then the proposed airline tickets are either not distributed at all or are very difficult to redeem because of the many fees and restrictions they carry. If you've been taken in by this scam, American asks that you scan the front and back of the mailer and then email it with your contact information to webmaster@aa.com to be used as evidence in the case. The pilot of a crop duster that went down in a cotton field in Robinson, Texas, south of Waco, was largely uninjured in flying again the next day, albeit in a different airplane. The airplane didn't fare so well. It landed upside down in the cotton field it was working when it went down, and officials say that's where it will stay until the government goes back to work. The shutdown has halted investigations such as this by the FAA and NTSB. Television station KTWX reports that the pilot, 49-year-old Vincent Matthews, said a wind gust forced one of the wings of his airplane to touch the ground, and it flipped, coming to rest upside down in the field. He reportedly suffered bumps and bruises, but went back to work the next day. Department of Public Safety Trooper D.L. Wilson told the station Wednesday that the plane will not be moved until the FAA can investigate. Finally, a somewhat personal note, the 42nd Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta launches its 9-day run on Saturday, that's tomorrow, and I'm pleased to say that for the 23rd year, I'll be on hand with my colleague Tom Rutherford, serving as the public address MCs for the event. Each morning from Saturday, October the 5th through Sunday, October 13th, almost 600 colorful floating orbs will dot the sky above Albuquerque, New Mexico, thrilling the hundreds of thousands of spectators who attend the event over its 9-day run. From the enchanting dawn patrols to the awe-inspiring mass ascensions to the dramatic competition flights and the fairy tale imagery of the special-shaped rodeo, the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta is an aviation event like no other in the world, and the fun doesn't stop when the sun goes down. 5 times during the week, the balloons gather at Balloon Fiesta Park, and the pilots ignite their propane burners and light the night sky with every color of the rainbow and the thrilling balloon glows. Plus, there is a nod to old-world ballooning as the America's Challenge, adapted from the prestigious Gordon Bennett balloon race, brings to Albuquerque the only long-distance gas balloon race flown in the USA. It's scheduled to launch Saturday afternoon. So it all starts tomorrow morning, and, well, I hope to see you there. I'm Glenn Moyer, reporting all this next week from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.